Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Spencer Whitelaw, and this is the Spencer Show. And today we're talking about soul food, a good conversation about soul food and why so many people, black people, do not like soul food. So we want you to call in with your questions or your opinions at 929-477-3060. And so we could talk about it. So right now I'm just going to give you a little background on soul food. Okay, now according to different sources, like it was until like 1962, the civil rights activist and poet Ahmaud Arbery coined the phrase soul food. So but actually, soul food started way back in slavery. And it's a lot of history with that because the slaves were given food that no one else wanted to eat. And so they did their best to make a meal, like a lot of rice and greens and, soft pork and different porks. And to my knowledge, I don't know if they had any beef or chicken, but they were, a lot of pork. And so they did their best with it. So in 1962, Sylvia Woods, she had opened the first famous Harlem restaurant. And Sylvia today is known as the queen of soul food. And soul food restaurants and cookbooks have continued to be popular throughout the 1970s. So they're saying that, a change had came with the different foods. So a lot of issues with people have with soul food, they say it's not healthy. But that all depends on how you if you're cooking with some people don't eat pork. So if you're cooking with pork, you might can use turkey, turkey parts, stuff like that. And, less salt, and seasons and stuff like that. And you can bake your food. You don't have to fry it, But I think everything is basically dealing with you can't have it every day. So basically, speaking for myself, I don't eat soul food every day, but Sunday is soul food Sunday. So that's when we have soul food. Like today I had some other baked chicken in the gravy. And also I had rice and I had string beans and I had black-eyed peas and cabbage. So that's what my soul food was today. And it was cooked, the cabbage was steamed, the rice was, in a rice cooker, and the string beans and the black-eyed peas was seasoned, but it didn't have any meat, like pork, any type of meat in it or whatever, but it's definitely was tasty. So right now what I'm about to do right now is go into a song and take a little break, and I'll come back. And like I said, if you have any questions, you can call in at 929-477-3060.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done, you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. Out of your will. regretful I stand. Me again. Speak to your Father. Say it with me. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Remorseful I stand. Me again. I challenge you today to say it. Come on.
Topic is soul food, the conversation about soul food, why so many people dislike the food. And we talked about the history of soul food, and it was saying in 1962 the word was coined, you know, soul food, and Sylvia Woods opened up her famous Harlem restaurant, Sylvia's. And I gave a description of what I had for dinner today. And now we're about to go into the food. Okay, they said soul food is basic, a down-home cook with the roots of a rural sauce. The principal staples of the soul food is cooking are beans, greens, cornbread, Huff Puffies, Johnny Cakes, and also you can coat it your fried fish and pork. And they say pork has almost the limitless number of use in soul food. They say many parts of the pig is used, like the pig feet, the hog, with the hog head. pig ears and hog maws and chitlins. They say pork is fat is used for frying and ingredients in slow cooking greens and sweet and cold drinks, always, you know, a favorite. So that's interesting. So like I said, if you are listening, you can press 1, and that shows me that you ready to talk. And again, the number is 929-477-3060. So our next question, topic is soul and Southern. Okay, they said to many people, all just a sound the description of Southern food. The difference between soul and Southern are hard to make. So in 1969, Soul Food Cookbook by Bob Jeffries sums it up. Well, all soul food and Southern food are not, it's not all Southern food. They said soul food is cooked in example of how you really good Southern Negroes cook with what they had available, you know, at that time. So that's interesting. So, you know, so I guess there's a difference between soul and Southern. Soul food is more like, you know, what they had available. And Southern food, you know, I guess, you know, it's a different quality of the food. Or they had more food that was available, you know, for them. So that's the difference. And, again, if you would like to call in, it, dial 929-477-3060. And press 1, so that shows me that you're ready to talk. Okay, well, what we have to do right now, I'm going through another song, and I'll be right back.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. And it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now
when I think how much better I'm going to be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile, even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Show sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Hallelujah. I smile. It's so hard to look up when you can
Whatever you're in right now.
They said soul food have a soul food it roots in slavery. They said when Afro Americans had to do with whatever food was available to them. So the next 100 years of the abolishing of slavery, most African Americans live in poverty. So recipes contain to make use of cheaper ingredients. Of course, this is not entirely a black or white issue. So I would like to thank you for listening. And also, you can follow me on Facebook at The Spencer Show. And if you want to send me an email, you can send me an email at thespencershow372@gmail.com. And also, if you are ever in Detroit, I want you to try out Parks Old Style Barbecue, 7444 Bovian. And the number is 313-873-7444. And the lunch hour is between 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I tried the combo with two ribs, two wings, and one side. And it was delicious. So thank you. Until next time.